Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Yudalit. We already went down actually quite far on Yudalit Amud Aleph. We're five lines up from the bottom of Yudalit Amud Aleph. We'll remind ourselves quickly when we get into the share today what we were talking about in yesterday's share. So we begin, Nitma B'yemei B'no. So what are we talking about? A person came to me during the Naziris that he took upon himself for having a child. He said, I'll become a Nazir when I have a child. But remember, there were two parts to this, and we can look in the Mefarish over here. Dibur Hamaskul Nitma V'yemei B'no, and he reminds us what we're talking about. He says, Hay de Omar, the person had said, Hareini Nazir Kishieli Bain. He first had said, I'll become a Nazir when I have a son. And then he also took upon himself a second Naziris, the Nazir Stam. And right now, he hasn't yet had the child. So therefore he said, I'll start my Naziris Stam. So his chil, Mona es Shalo. We call the Naziris Stam his own, es Shalo. And we call the Naziris that he takes upon himself for his son, that is Shal Bino. So just to keep things straight so people know what we're talking about. So his chil, Mona es Shalo. He begins the second obligation that he took upon himself, that Naziris, which is his own Naziris, es Shalo. Va'ad Shalo Hishlam es Shalo. But before he could finish that, Stam Naziris is 30 days, so it's less than 30 days into that, when Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, Nolad Lo Bein, and now the original Naziris, which we call Bino, the Naziris of Bino, comes in and takes effect. So Meniach Shalo, he stops counting his second Naziris, which was the Shalo, the Stam Naziris of 30 days. Umone es Shalbino, the Stam Naziris of 30 days for his son, which he had stated first, he has to start counting that. Now, to make things a little bit more complicated, V'yem nitma b'soch yomim halolu, shemona livno. He now becomes Tomei. We know, of course, that when a person becomes Tomei and he's a Nazir, it abrogates the Naziris that he's counting, and he has to start again from time zero. And he has to wait till he's tar for 7 days. He brings the Korbanos Tuma, the special Korbanos that he brings, the two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatas, as well as an Asham. He does a taglachas, a shaving, and then he starts his new Naziris again. Now, what happened over here was, again, just to remind ourselves, he started doing his second Naziris, which we call Naziris Shalo, that was the Stam Naziris, and a certain period of time went by, not the completion of that, when Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, he has a boy, and now the original Naziris, he said first, kicks in. So he stops the second Naziris, Shalo, and begins the first Naziris, Shal Bino, and then he becomes Tomei. So that's the case that we're talking about. We're back, hopefully, all together. Nitma B'yemei B'no. He becomes Tomei during the Naziris that he's doing for B'no, which was the first Naziris he said it would take upon himself, but the second Naziris that he started counting. So here we have a machlok between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Amar Soser. Rav Yochanan says that he knocks apart the Naziruses from both the first and second Naziris, as we see in the Mefarish. Af oson yomim shemona kvar al shalo. Even the days that he counted for himself, the Naziris for himself, the second Naziris that he took upon himself, which was the first one that he did, that Naziris shalo, let's say he did 15 days of that, so those 15 days are all gone. So that is knocked off. The kivan da'afilu mono es shalo, even if he'd only counted as shalo, because if you remember from the Mishnah, we had said that when he counts the first 15 days, then he stops it, and then he does the 30-day Naziris for the Bino, he doesn't do a Taglachas at the end of that, he just then counts another 15 days, and now he's done 60 days, he does one Taglachas, we said, and he does two sets of Korbanos, one for the Naziris Shalo, one for the Naziris Shal Bino. So here, he's in the midst of both of these Naziruses, so therefore, Yochanan says, he's soser both of them. He's soser the first 15 days that he counted, as well as he's soser whatever he counted in the Naziris Shal Bino. Let's say it was another 10 days. So, and then he became Tomei, so he knocks off the 10 days of the Naziris Shal Bino, and he knocks off the 15 days that he counted for the Naziris Shalo. That's Rav Yochanan's opinion, because he considers it like Naziris Arichta, even though it's two separate Naziruses, he considers it like one long Naziris. And therefore, when it becomes Tamei, Rav Yochanan says he's soser both of them. Chodo Naziris Arichtohi. Because Rav Yochanan holds it's considered like one Arichus. And Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish Amar Eino Soser. He's not soser. He is only soser the one that he's in right now, which would be the one for Bino. So let's say he counted 10 days into that one. He'd counted 15 days into the first one. That one he stops. he now starts counting, according to Reish Lakish, they're two separate Naziris. It's not one big joint Naziris. It's two separate Naziris. It's not Naziris Arichta. It's two separate Naziris. So when it comes Tame, according to Reish Lakish, he only knocks off the 10 days in my example that he counted in the Naziris Shel Bino. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, Eino Soser, meaning he's not Soser, the original first 15 days that he counted for the Naziris Shelo. And again, the understanding is, Rav Yochanan and Amar Soser, both of them, because Chodo Naziris Arichtehi, it's one long Arichos, one long Naziris. Both of them are combined into one Naziris, because he's only going to do one Taglachas at the end of counting both of them. Albeit he brings two sets of korbanos. So therefore, Rav Yochanan says he soser both of them when he becomes Tameh in the middle of the count of the second one. Whereas Reish Lakish argues, no. Amar eino soser both of them. He's only soser the one that he's counting, which is, in my example, the 10 days that he's been counting for the Naziris Bino. But he doesn't ruin the 15 days that he already counted in Naziris Shelo. Because Reish Lakish holds Naziris Didei L'chud U'Dibrei L'chud. The Naziris Shelo, that's called Didei, that's separate. And U'Dibrei, the Naziris for his son, that's separate. So Reish Lakish holds it's two separate Nazirises. And therefore, if he becomes Tamei during the second one, the one for Bino, which is the first one that he said, but the second one that he started carrying out, that's the only one that's uprooted. Only that one is Soser. Not the first one, which was Bishvil Shelal. Whereas Reish Lakish says it's two separate Nazirises, Rav Yochanan says we consider it as Arichtohi, one long double Naziris. Both of them are considered one Naziris, and therefore, in that situation, the Tumah uproots both. That's the fundamental machlokas over here between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I hope I said it clearly. We turn to Yudalit Amud Beis. Now, we have a very similar machlokas, once again, why we need both of them, which illustrates, again, the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan considers it one long situation, whereas Reish Lakish considers it two separate situations. Now, here we're not talking about Naziris twice, but we're talking about Naziris and Tsaras. So we have to know a little bit about the background of Tsaras. If a person becomes a Mitzora in the middle of his Naziris, so here it does stop the continuation of the Naziris, but it doesn't uproot it. So here it's different than becoming Tameh. If a person becomes Tameh, it uproots the days that he counted. If a person becomes a Mitzora, a certain type of Tumah on the guf, certain lesions that make the person into Mitzora, so the person then has to go through an entire process of becoming Tahar from the Tsaras, which will include the lesion that he has to go away, and he brings certain korbanos, and then he can start again from the point where he left off with of his Naziris. So for argument's sake, if a person counted 50 days of a 30-day Naziris, and then he becomes a Mitzora, takes him 2 months to get rid of his Tsaras, so then after he finally goes through the entire Tahara process of his Mitzora, all he has to do is count 15 more days, not 30 days, just 15 more days to complete his Stam Naziris of 30 days. Now, there's a separate issue over here that he has to have at least a 30-day period without taking a haircut. And part of the tsaras involves as well shaving. So therefore, he may not be able to go and do his taglachas, bring his korbanos, and do his taglachas at the end of this 15-day additional period of time because he needs a 30-day growth of hair, but his naziris would be complete. So let's say, for example, it wasn't a 30-day naziris. He took upon himself a 45-day naziris, and after 15 days, he became a mitzora. After he goes through the tahara process of mitzora, he still needs to count 30 more days of naziris. Boom, he just counts those 30 days of Naziris. Now he's had his 45 days of total Naziris, even though it was interrupted, but it doesn't abrogate it, as opposed to Tumah, which abrogates it. So that's the din we're now going to discuss. Again, the very top of Yudalit Amud Beis, Nitma B'Yemei Tzorato. If the person becomes Tamei with Tumas Meis during the days of his Tzoras. So in this situation, Rav Yochanan Amar Soser and Reish Lakish Amar Eino Soser. So Rav Yochanan says it uproots his Naziris period of time that he counted. So in my example, where there were 15 days, let's make it a 45-day Naziris to make it simple. He was counting 15 days, then he became a Mitzora, and then during the process, he becomes Tamei. So by becoming Tamei, that would uproot the Naziris if it was during the time of the Naziris. But here it's during the time of the Tsaras. Nevertheless, Rav Yochanan says it's soser the 15 days of Nazirus as well. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, it's not during that Nazirus. It was during the Tzaras period of time. And the Tumah during the Tzaras period of time, yes, he has to become tar from that, as well as becoming tar from the Tzaras, but then when he's tar from both of them, he can resume his count of his Nazirus from day 15. He did 15, so the next day will be day 16 of his 45 days, in my example of his Nazirus of 45 days. So again, we have the same machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan considers both the Tzaras and the Nazirus to be like one entity, and therefore, even though he becomes tummy during the Tzaras period of time, it uproots the Nazirus as well. Whereas Reish Lakish says they're two separate entities. One is Nazirus, one is Tzaras. And therefore, it doesn't uproot both of them. It would just uproot the Tzaras, which doesn't get uprooted, and he just becomes tar from both his Tumas Meis as well as his Tzaras, and then he resumes his count on day 16 of his 45-day Naziris, in my example. So again, Gemara says this parallels exactly the machlokes we just had a minute ago. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sosa, because the Ha-Nazir B'Naziris Kai, this still is the period of time of Naziris. So what if he's also a Mitzorah? The Nazirus and the Mitzaras period of time combine together, and it's like Nazirus Arichtehi. It's one entity. And therefore, the Tumah of Tumas Meis uproots the Nazirus. That's Rav Yochanan's opinion, consistent with what Rav Yochanan said a minute ago, in the case of the two Naziruses. And Reish Lakish, consistent with his Shita, Amar Ein Asosu, says, no, this is during the Tzaras period of time. It's separate. It's a separate entity from the period of time of the Nazirus. It's like Ha the Shalom, Ha the Bray. It's two separate Naziruses in the first example. Here it's two separate entities. One is Nazirus and one is Tzaras. He became Tummy during the Tzaras period of time, not during the Nazirus period of time, because he stopped counting in Nazirus when he got Tzaras. So it's two separate entities, and therefore, Reish Lakish Amar Eino Soser, it doesn't uproot the Nazirus because Tzaras L'chud, Nazirus L'chud. It's two separate things. Now the Gemara says, this is exactly the same scenario. Why are you telling me the same thing? Why did we need the case of two Naziruses and the case of Nazirus and Tzaras? Gemara says, Utsricha, you need them both because each one shows you the strength of their respective shitas, Rav Yochanan respectively and Reish Lakish respectively. Because the Iyit, Mar Bahach Komais, if we only had the case of the two Naziruses, I would have said, there, Bahi, I'm Rav Yochanan Soser. Only in that situation where they're both Naziruses, so Rav Yochanan can say that's one Arichta Nazirus, that's one long Nazirus, because they're both Naziruses. So maybe only over there does Rav Yochanan say that it's considered Arichus, or Arichta, one Nazirus. Shame Nazirus Achasi, because they both have the shame of Nazirus. But Abul Baha, in the case of Nazirus and Tzaras, you know what? Maybe Ema Moda Leila Reish Lakish. Maybe Rav Yochanan is really Moda to Reish Lakish that these are two separate entities, the Nazir L'chud and Tzaras L'chud. Why would we say that they're automatically going to be together? Ah, Kamash Malan. That's why Rav Yochanan had to give us the case of the Tzaras and the Nazirus to still say that the Ha bin Nazirus quite, you still are in your Nazirus, even though there's also a Tzaras. So this is coming to show you the strength of Rav Yochanan's opinion. Even in the case of Tzaras and Nazirus, he holds that it's one entity, so to say, Daha B'Nazirus Koi. Okay, so just tell me that case. So why do I need the other case? Need my Baha. If we only had the second case, I would have said, you know, Baha, comma Reish Lakish. Over there, Reish Lakish says that they're two separate entities, because one is Nazirus and one is Tzaras. So only over there does Reish Lakish say that it doesn't uproot the Nazirus. But you know, Taka, if they were both Naziruses, like the first case, Abu Bahach, in the first scenario where there was the Nazirus Shalom, Nazirus the Bino, I would have said, you know what, Reish Lakish is Moda to Rav Yochanan. Ema Moda, Leila Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish would say to Rav Yochanan, Taka, you're right, there's one Nazirus Aricht over here, even though it's two separate Naziruses. That's what you might have thought. So you need that case to teach us, Tzricha, to teach us the strength of Reish Lakish's Shita. So each scenario shows you the strength of Rav Yochanan in the second case and Reish Lakish in the first case. Okay, next case. Gemara says, Nitma Biyom Gidul Seyer. What is Biyom Gidul Seyer? So again, I can see this is Lytosis over here. Nitma Biyom Gidul Seyer. He says, Pirish. Amar, the person says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. The person says, I'll become a Nazir for 30 days. Stam Nazirus. Ukishamana Chof Min Naziruso. And when he counts 20 days into this Nazirus, Kilchuhu Listim. Some Goyim came and they poked fun. Nebuch, we've seen throughout our history, the Goyim loved to come. The Nazis used to love to go and shave off the beard of the Rav and the payas of the Rav and show that he's like a regular, normal person. So they love to embarrass us. They love to go and dehumanize us. Hashem Yimkom Domo. God should go and have mercy on his people and not have any more terrorist attacks and not have any more of the persecutions that the Goyim love to do to us. So 20 days into the Zaziris, the Goyim forcibly cut his hair. Now, even though he had no intention of doing it, even though he's not pleased with it, even though he didn't want it, he fought against it, nevertheless, this is called cutting his hair. And Al Karcho, they did it against his will. Nevertheless, when he finishes off, they didn't make him drink wine, they didn't wear matami, and they just cut his hair, so he can continue counting his Naziris. So he'll count another 10 days and be done with his Naziris. However, the Hashta lo yuchal legaleach b'yom shloshim l'Naziris. But at this 30-day period of time, he's only had a 10-day growth of hair, because they cut his hair against his will on day 20. So therefore, he's only had 10 days growth since then. And in order to go and bring your karbonos, which you do first, you bring your ola, your shlomim, and your chatas, and then you do the taglachas, ulahavi karbonosav, ad achar shloshim yom, after the 30 days, on day 31. So it has to be that there's 30 days of growth of hair. Yom shegilchu halistim. So you need to count 30 days from the day that they forcibly cut his hair against his will. Because it has to be gidul Sar Rosho, and the Ein Gidl Pochus Misholshim Yom, the definition of having a chup, having long hair, is 30 days growth. That's why the Kohanim used to go and cut the hair at least once every 30 days. The Hiskil Halamid, so you count the 30 days from the last day that he forcibly had his hair cut. Ukshimona Asara, when he counts just 10 days, he's finished his Naziris. Siyem Naziruso, Sharitrilo Mono Esrim. Terim Shiguchu Alistim, because he did count 20 days of Naziris before they forcibly cut his hair. He doesn't lose those days by cutting his hair. Ve'elu Esrim Yom Ha'achronim, and the additional 20 days that he now has to go and not have his hair cut after the Naziris, that's called Enam Rak L'Gadol Seyer. That's only for the purposes of having a significant amount of hair that he could do a taglachas on. But it's not an intrinsic part of the Naziris. He finished the Naziris at the conclusion of 10 days after they forcibly cut his hair, because that's a total 30 days of Naziris. Sheyuchal L'Galeach Acha Naziris. So technically he could have cut his hair then. He just had a technical reason that he couldn't, which was that his hair wasn't long enough. It was only a 10-day growth. And technically, he could have brought his korbanos at that point in time, which you actually do before you do the taglachas. Ulahavi korbanosav, the three korbanos that he has to bring, the ola, the shlomim, and the chatas. Ubahem nitma, and now he becomes tamei during this 20-day additional period of time that he's just waiting for his hair to grow. He's finished his naziris. So the case that we're talking about now, back to the Gemara, is nitma b'yom gidol seyar. Now, Tosfos just continues and he says, why did it say Biyom Gidul Seyar? It's 20 days. It should have said Biyemei Gidul Seyar. So Tosfos asks this question, and he says, V'lo Nokat Biyemei, it doesn't say Biyemei Gidul Seyar, because Kidinokat Le'el Biyemei Tzaraso, before we said Nitmo Biyemei Tzarato, that he became Tomei during the days of his Mitzorah status, because it was more than one day, so why didn't it say that over here? B'yemei gidol seyar. So he says, very smart. He says, l'fi she'i evshur shloyu nimshachim yimei tzarato femi omechot. Tzaras can never be one day. It's a minimum of 7 days. You get the lesion, you declare a mitzora that is a definitive mitzora, muchlot, and then you look at it 7 days later and the lesion went away, so you're at least a mitzora for 7 days. That's the minimal amount. So there's always going to be yimei tzarato. Avil, in regards to Gidol Seyar, in regards to hair growth, let's say the Goyim forcibly cut his hair on day 2 of his Naziris. So then, he would only have to count the additional 29 days that he was required for Naziris, plus one additional day to complete the 30 days of hair growth. So therefore, Efshor Shel Yarich Olav Elo Yom Echot. It's possible that this Yemei Gidol Seyar could actually be one day, Biyom Gidol Seyar. As opposed to the Tzaras, it's a minimum of 7 days, usually much longer, by the hair growth, if they forcibly cut his hair on day 2, so then he technically will only need 1 day of additional hair growth to complete the 29 days that he's finishing the Naziris, plus one additional day to have the hair growth of 30 days. So therefore, Kigon Shegechu listim Yom Sheni L'Naziris, Sotosu says, the Hashta Eino Mosif Al Shloshim Ela Yom, only 1 day, Shalabasov, at the end, Bavur Gidol Seyar, to have that additional 1 day of hair growth. So that's why it says Biyom Gidol Seyar, because technically it could be 1 day. In any event, now we go back to the Gemara, and he becomes Tamei during this period of time when he's finished his Naziris and is just completing the days of 30 days of hair growth. So what's the halacha over here? Does that uproot his aziris or not? So Rav Amar Eino Soser, Afil Rav Yochanan, Domer Soser. Rav says that it doesn't uproot the days, and not only is this according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that it's two separate nazirises before, or a separate naziris and saras period of time. So certainly, Reish Lakish would say, there's the period of time of naziris, and then there's the period of time of Yom Gidol Seyar. So certainly, according to Reish Lakish, it wouldn't uproot it. But Rav tells us, even according to Rav Yochanan, Afilu Rav Yochanan, the Omer Soser, who he did hold in the case of the double naziris that it's Soser, both of them, in the case of the naziris and saras, it's Soser the naziris. Nevertheless, Rav Yochanan would say over here, in the case of Nitma B'Yom Gidol Seyar, that's a separate entity. The days of Gidol Seyar is considered, even according to Rav Yochanan, as separate from the days of the Naziris. Hani Mili Hecho Dekoy B'Naziris. Because the only time you can uproot your Naziris is if it's during the period of time of the Naziris. And here it's not during the period of time of the Naziris, it's during the Gidol Seyar. Mishlam Nazirisu. It's during that period of time, which is not part of the Naziris. It's completing, you're allowing you to bring your Karbanos, but it's not part of the Naziris. So Rav holds that even Rav Yochanan would say over here, it doesn't uproot the Naziris if you become Tomei during the Yomei or Yom of Gidol Seyar. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel says, Pum Faker, the exact opposite. Ushmuel Amar Soser. Shmuel says, it's Soser. Not only according to Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, the two cases of Naziris is one Naziris Arichta. The case of Naziris and Saras is still considered like you're in the Naziris, so it uproots it. So certainly Shmuel says that Rav Yochanan would say that the Yemei Gidol Seyar are still part of the Naziris because the guy hasn't finished his Naziris yet. So therefore, certainly Rav Yochanan would say that it uproots it. So Shmuel Amar Soser, certainly according to Rav Yochanan, but I feel the Reish Lakish, the Amar Ein Soser, Shmuel says that even Reish Lakish, who previously said it doesn't uproot it in the double Naziris, it doesn't uproot the first Naziris, it only uproots the second Naziris that you're in. And it doesn't uproot the Naziris in Tzaras, because the Tumah came during the Tzaras, it doesn't uproot the Naziris. Nevertheless, Shmuel says, Afilu Reish Lakish, Domer Eino Soser, in the two previous cases, Reish Lakish doesn't uproot it. Reish Lakish over here would say, even Reish Lakish would say, it uproots it in the term of the Yemei Gidol Seyar, it uproots the Naziris. Why? Because Hasam Shnei Naziris? Because there we were dealing with two Nazirises, or a Naziris and a Tzaras. Here, Hacha Chada Nazirusa. Even Reish Lakish would agree this is the same Naziris, and the Tumah during the Yemei Gidol Seyar will uproot it as well. So we have a fundamental difference between Rav and Shmuel has to understand it. Rav says everybody holds that it doesn't uproot it, and Shmuel says everybody holds that it does uproot it. Now, Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Hakol Modim, both Rav and Shmuel agree, She'im Kidesh Seyar Bidam, Ein Lo Takana. Now, the first way we're going to understand this will be the way I say it now, but that will be ultimately retracted. But let's read it first the way it sounds. Rav Chisda tells us that both Rav and Shmuel agree. Now, the expression, Im Kidesh Seyar Bidam, is the expression used. Again, you're supposed to bring your Korbanos first, the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatas are brought first, and only after you bring all three of them, technically, you bring all three, then you do the Taglachas. B'di'evad, according to the Chachamim, even if you brought one of them, you can do the Taglachas, but you're really supposed to bring all three Karbanos first, and then you do the Taglachas. So, Im Kidesh Seyar Bidam, the person hasn't yet done the Taglachas, but his hair is, so to say, sanctified by the bringing of the blood, and they had the blood from his Karbanos was put on the Mizbeach. So the Karbanos was successfully brought. The completion of the Karbanos is the application of the blood on the Mizbeach. So all of his Karbanos are brought, and that's called Kidesh Seyar Bidam. As you can see in the Rosh, Adira Maskil, Kidesh Seyar Bidam, and he writes, Kolomar, it's just to say, Shenizrak Dam Karbanosov, all of his Karbanos had their Dam applied to the Mizbeach, but Od Sa'aro Kadosh, while his hair hasn't yet had the taglachas, his hair is still, quote, holy, waiting to be cut. Dahainu, Kodem Giluach, before the Giluach, which is the right order, that's the way it's supposed to be. Kedesis, the puzzle says, the Kidesh Rosho, Biyom Hahu, the Gidol Seyar, Mikre Kedusha. It's called Kedusha, Kidesh Seyar. So, in this situation, Rav Chisda says, Ein lo takana. This guy is stuck. The original way we're going to understand this, which is going to be retracted, and not the final way you understand this, is that the guy is stuck. He can never end his Naziris because in this situation, he brought his karbanos, but he can't do his taglachas because he became tamei at this point in time. His tumah occurred in between the bringing of the karbanos and the taglachas. So he's stuck. He can't do the taglachas because the taglachas has to be done when he's tahar. So he now has to wait 7 days, have the azal, the paradum on day 3 and day 7. He goes to the mikvah, and now, after the 7 days, he's tahar. But he can't do the taglachas because he has to bring karbanos. But he already brought his karbanos. So he's stuck. The simple and first way we're understanding Rav Chista is, ein lo takana means this guy is going to remain a nazir for the rest of his life. That he can't go and drink wine, he can't go and become tamei, he can't go and take another haircut again, because he has to finish off his taglachas. But he can't finish off his taglachas because it has to come with the korbanos. But the korbanos already brought, and they were good. The dam was nizrak before he became tamei. And therefore, the understanding that we have right now of Rav Chista is that the guy is stuck, ein lo takana, to get out of his naziris. Now, the Gemara questions this right away and says, Aliba Daman, who are we talking about? And this is alluding to a famous machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim we'll have later in the Masechta. The machlokas is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the taglachas is essential. Without the taglachas, you're not yet mutter to do all the things the nazir is restricted from. So only after you do the taglachas, which comes after the korbanos, does Rabbi Eliezer say, now you're mutter to drink wine, now you're mutter to become tamei lemeis, and now you're mutter to take additional haircuts and shave. So, the Chachamim disagree with that. The Chachamim say, no, as long as you bring one of the karbanos, that permits you to drink wine, to become tamei lemeis, and to do additional haircuts. Now, the Gemara questions, this statement of Rav Chista goes according to Aliba Diman, I Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, if you're telling me this goes in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So wait a second, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the taglachas is essential. Kivin the Omar taglachas miakeves. The taglachas is what permits you to drink wine, to become tamei lemeis, and to take haircuts. So therefore, until you do the taglachas, you're still considered toch melosi, that you're still considered within the naziris, and therefore the listar. So if you became tamei, the korbanos that you brought, albeit the dam was nizrak and they were accepted, they don't count. They don't count for your naziris. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, in this situation, you have to wait until you become tahar. So you wait the 7 days, the hazor, shlishi, ushvi, go to the mikvah, and now, after the 7 days, on day 8, you'll go bring your korbanos a second time. You don't have to count any more naziris because you've counted your 30 days in naziris. So it doesn't uproot the naziris, but it prevents you from bringing the korbanos. And the korbanos that you brought don't count. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the taglachas is the essential component. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, kiven the omar taglachas miakeves, toch melosi, is still within the melos, the listar, and your korbanos are uprooted, not the days of the naziris, that counts. And therefore, as soon as you become tar, you'll bring the three korbanos again, the ola, the shlamim, and the chatas, and now you can do a taglachas. So therefore, there is a takana. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there is a takana. So Rabbi Chista can't be going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Must be El Aliba the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, they say the taglachas isn't the most essential thing. It's the bringing of at least one of the three korbanos, and certainly all three of the korbanos, that now permits you to go and drink wine, to become tamei lemeis, and to take a haircut. But the Chachamim, Ha'amrei, taglachas lo ma'keves. But they say the taglachas is not ma'keves. So then, why is it no takana? In this situation, okay, so the guy can't do taglachas, but he's ois nasir, and now he can go on, and he can drink wine, he can become tamei lemeis, and he can take additional haircuts. Not a problem. So again, we can't understand Rav Chista. It doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Eliezer. There is a takana, and according to the Chachamim, there is a takana. So what did Rabbi Chista say when he meant ein lo takana? So now we have to revise the original understanding of Rav Chista, and we say li'olam aliv the rabbanon, that we're actually talking about the opinion of the Chachamim, who hold that taglachas lo miyakeves, so therefore the three korbanos, boom, they were brought, the blood was applied, the person is no longer a nazir. Umay ein lo takana, what does it mean he doesn't have takana? There's no way he can do the taglachas shel mitzvah. Ein lo takana le mitzvahs giluach. That's impossible to be done because he has to wait 7 days to do that. The taglachas has to be done mitara, and it has to be done the day the korbanos are brought, and therefore it's too late now to do the taglachas 7 days later, and therefore the mitzvah of taglachas eilu takana. But naziris does have a takana, he's ois nazir, and now he can go on with his life. He's no longer a nazir. So that's the right way to understand Rav Chista. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Yochanina, Rav Yosi, the son of Rav Yochanina says, Nazir shekalu lo yamav, If the 30 days Nazirus, let's say Nestam Nazirus, have gone by, but the person hasn't yet brought his karbanos, hasn't done his taglachas, and now he goes and either cuts his hair, drinks wine, or becomes tamei lemeis, what is his punishment? So Rav Yosi Rav Hanina says, in a situation where the 30 days of the Stam Nazirus have gone by, and he hasn't yet brought his karbanos or done the taglachas, and now he becomes tamei intentionally, loke ala tuma. We give him makis for being over, being matame as a nazir. He's still considered a nazir. It's only when you bring the karbanos according to Chachamim that the dinim of nazirus don't apply. And according to Releza, when you do the taglachas, that the dinim of nazirus don't apply. So when he becomes tame, Rav Yosef Rechanina says he's loke ala tuma. He does get malchus for intentionally becoming tame. But veda loke ala taglachas, velo ala yayin. But if he were to cut his hair or if he drink wine, he wouldn't get malchus. So Rav Yosef Rechanina separates these three dinim and says, for becoming Tamei, you get Malkus, but not for the Taglachas and not for the wine. And the obvious question is, why? Maishno Tuma Delaki, why do you get Malkus for being Matamei, but you don't get Malkus for the Taglachas or for drinking wine? So the Gemara says, because it's based upon a pasuk. Yosef Rechanina says, based upon the following pasuk. Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, Ko Yimei Haziro LaHashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. The pasuk clearly tells us that you're not allowed to become tamei to a tumas meis kol yemei haziro lashem, all the days, including the period of time until you have finished bringing your karbanos or the taglachas, and that's what the Gemara says. L'rabos yomim shaliachem alos. This is kol. The extra word kol yemei haziro lashem comes to tell us even after the 30-day period of time of stam naziris until you bring your karbanos, kol yemei haziro lashem is included. So therefore, that's why the opinion of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina is that you still get Malkus for becoming Tomei Lemeis after the 30-day period of time. Because this period of time, L'rabos Yomim Shaliachem Alos, Kiyomim Shalifnei Alos. Moore says, but wait a second, by the other two prohibitions, both for Taglachas and for drinking wine, it says the same words, Kol Yemei. So Moore questions this, it says, Ihachi, Ataglachas Nami L'chayev. If Rav Yosi Rav Chanina's Svar is correct, so then we also have the word kol yemei that's found by taglachas. The whole Amar Rachman of the pasuk says kol yemei nedin Israel tar lo yavar arosho. So that would include the malos, and when it says kol yemei, so that would include the period of time until he brings his korbanos or the taglachas to also say you should get malchus if you do a haircut or a shave. That's what it means. Lasos yomim shalachan malos ki yomim shalafem malos. By the lashon of kol yemei, that comes to include that period of time that's after the melos, just like the melos, and similarly with the wine, the sou. Same thing. It says, kol yemei nizro, mikol asher yosem yigefen hayayin. So it tells us there the same thing. Kol yemei nizro to go and supplement beyond the time of the melos. Lasos yom mishalayach melos, ki yom mishalaftei melos. So why did Yosef Rechanina say that only applies to the tumah? Because we have a pasuk that says, kol yemei haziru lashem, al nefesh meis lo yavo. You have the same idea with the psukim, kol yemei nizro, mikol asher yosem yigefen hayayin, by the wine, and by the taglachas, so again, we don't understand why Rav Yosef Rechanina differentiated between the tumba, yes, you get malchus, and the wine and the taglachas, you don't get malchus. And we turn to Tezvah B'Benala for the answer. And the Gemara explains, according to Rav Yosef Rechanina, shiny hacha, tumba was different than the other two. Yes, they've all had the word kol yemei, but tumba, it also said, the Amar Rechmana, the Time Rosh Nizro. And it tells us that he was Metame, his head. What does that mean? Misha Nizro Toli Lo Birosho. It's only in this situation where the Nazirus is on his head, literally. In other words, as the Mefarish tells us in the top of Mefarish Shani Hocha, Misha Nizro Toli Lo Birosho. It's something that's contingent upon his head. The Mashma Shetolo Akosu Vesatuma. In this situation, the tumba restriction applies to somebody that hasn't yet taken a haircut. And that specifically tells us even after the 30-day period of time, until he does the taglachas, nizro arosho. He does have this status, but only for the haircutting. So misha kvar kolu yemei nizro sav, the ein nizro tolu ela berosho, only tumba is applicable there. Not the wine, and not taglachas. And therefore, that's why Rav Yosef Rechanina said it only applies in the case of tumba, and not in the case of taglachas or yayin. Misha nizro toli lo birosho. The time rosh nizro only applies to that. So that's the understanding of Rosh Hashanah. But we have a Braisa that argues against this. This drasha that Yosef Ruchanina gave us over here is not consistent with the Tana of the following Braisa. Yosef Ruchanina is a great Amora, but if we have a Braisa against him, it's going to slog him up, and that's what we're about to do. Meitzvei, the following Braisa disagrees with this Svara that Yosef Ruchanina just gave us. Nazir Shekalo Yomav, if you have an Aziris that's finished the 30 days, but he hasn't yet done his Karbanos or Taglacha, so now you're in the post-Mulos period of time. Nevertheless, the Braisa says, Asu Legaleach, you're not allowed to go and cut your hair. You likewise, Velishtos Yah, you're not allowed to go drink wine. And likewise, Ulatam Elimason, you're not allowed to go and be the Tamil Mason. And if you do, Vim Gilach, if you did cut your hair, Vishos Yah, or you drank wine, or Vinitbul Mason, you became Tamil Mason intentionally. You do, in fact, get Malkus for all three of them. If you did any one of the three, you'll get Malkus. Contrary to what Yosef Ruchanina said, to Yufta, to Yosef Ruchanina, to Yufta, we shlug him up. The Braisa says, like we would have understood the Pesukim ourselves without the additional shiny hacha that Rav Yosef Ruchanina added. No, to call you main Israel, that came to include all of the post-Melos days for all three of the restrictions, for Taglachas, for Tumah, and for Yayin. We're perfectly positioned for tomorrow's shiur with the new Mishnah. With this, we conclude today's shiur. Have a wonderful day.